You're listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast, recorded from the Everest Rohr Chapel Fine Arts Center in Mishawaka, Indiana. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good morning.
Y'all sleepy, I get it.
This is like a college. It's supposed to be exciting. Good morning. I know what it is. Dios le bendiga.
We even have any worse. Latinos
even
in the
worse.
House.
Even worse. Well, we want to thank you, and we are excited to be here. So, once again, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're excited to be here this morning. My wife and I are super excited. We're thankful for the leadership team that have invited us in this day to be a part of this time. Let's give it up for the leadership of the school. And then I wanted to let you know that we come from a church in Chicago, Maranatha, and we literally hid some Starbucks cards under some of the chairs. So you could literally look under some of the chairs. There are four out there. If you find one, just lift up your hand. It's like right in the, you kind of gotta get out of your seat and kind of check. It's taped, right? This is not a joke. This is not a drill. There are four Starbucks cards.
If you find one,
lift up your hand. You find it?
Did somebody find one already?
There's four. There's one over here. There's one over here. There's one over here. There's one over here.
Has anybody found them yet?
Nobody found nothing?
Y'all need to look for
your
Starbucks.
If you don't find them, whoever's cleaning is going to find them later.
The cleaning crew is going to drink some coffee afterward. Checking the empty seats, guys. Checking the empty seats that are over here.
You got one over there?
All right. What's your name? What is it? Nice to meet you, Jackson. You have coffee on us. Guys, check also under
There's four of them.
Are empty just in case. We didn't know where you guys were going to be seated at.
We put one right over here in this area right there. There's one right over there, right where they stood up. Right around there, there's one. Over here where the basketball team sits at, there's another one over there.
Yeah, see, someone's hustling looking for them seats. I mean, looking for those.
So, somebody will find them. There's four of them. There's four of them under the seats.
Well, now there's three left because Jackson.
There's three left? There you go. So, and then who here comes from the farthest place? Like, far. Like, don't tell me Wisconsin. Who comes from the very, like, far, far?
You have to scream it because I can't hear you from here. What is it?
Raise up your hand. Where you come from?
South Africa? Anybody further on?
So, if you're the person that's from the farthest, I have something else for you. Zambia, you're not playing, right?
Lies go to hell.
Okay.
Just saying.
You know what? Come over here. We got a gift for you.
I said it.
When you said Zambia, I was like, nah. Bro, you can move a little faster than that, man.
Let's go.
You got a gym suit on, you know. Hey, love you, man. Bless you. That's from our church in Maranatha.
Keep
just
looking for
you guys.
Those other Starbucks cards just in case.
So pretty much we're here today, and there's one thing that we have truly been seeing in this season, that what we are here to do is to be in unison, to continue moving forward and having God do something greater in our lives. We know that there are people here that they are working on their majors, and different people that are working in different areas to be professionals and to go out and change the world. I believe that you're in a school that is here to change the world and to make a difference. I believe that you are not here by coincidence, and I believe that God wants to do something great in your life. But one thing that I have truly seen in the season that we're living is that for some reason, the enemy has tried everything possible to divide us, to separate us, and to keep us all in different places. If all of you can look at the last 2 years, we can pretty much identify it hasn't been easy. Can anyone agree on that? It hasn't been easy. Hasn't been easy for graduations. It hasn't been easy for family time. It hasn't been easy when all of a sudden you have plans and someone gets COVID and everything gets changed. But I'm here to say that God wants to do something greater in your life and to continue strengthening you and lifting you up so that you may be able to have peace and life and moving forward. So I wanted to do something with you all, you know, in this day. And I have some signs here. You know, we have one sign that says one, if you could help me. I have a sign that says two and three. Can everyone understand that? Okay, just making sure. So pretty much what we're going to do is, when you see one, it means clap once. Okay, I know. Yo, you're waking up. You didn't have coffee this morning. So when you see two, let's try to get a little rhythm going. You know, I know it's a little hard, but, you know. Okay. We're getting some. I feel a little better for Bethel. That lady, I saw you right there with the white shirt.
It's this section over here.
I saw that.
I pray for you.
What am I getting at? Did you notice how it sounded like harmony when everyone was clapping other than that girl right over there? Did you notice that it was harmony? Yeah, you're pointing everyone. I saw you. Did you notice how there was harmony when we were all clapping together, but all of a sudden when the instruction got a little confusing, all of a sudden everybody was clapping everywhere? We have to understand that the last 2 years have been somewhat like that. We've had indications and they've let us know, do this, do this, do this, and everything will be fine. And it's been nothing but chaos that has been going on all around us. When you are in unison, you are making a decision to partner with heaven. God is author of love. God is love. Can we all say that? God is love. It's not that God just encompasses love. God is love. So if God is love, then that means that disharmony and division doesn't come from the Father. So in seeing this, we're seeing that there are three areas that the enemy has been using just to keep us separated and not allow us to continue moving forward. The first one is isolation. Isolation is such a great key that it takes away your dreams. It takes away your hope. It moves you away from the joy that you could have in your life. How many people in this place want to have a joyful life? Wow. Let me rephrase it. How many like to have fun? Okay. How many would like to win $1 million? I don't got it, so I ain't giving it. But the thing is, isolation did something to a lot of us, that people that didn't like people, all of a sudden now they like people. I don't know if you know anyone, but in our church, we had some people that said, man, Pastor, I really don't like people. But once the pandemic hit, those were the first ones that were buying dogs, parakeets, cats, and everything. Because they realized that they needed people. We need each other. It's not to do it all on our own. The second one is disharmony. The enemy has tried to bring disharmony amongst us, our society, the problems. Everything wants to be canceled. You say one thing out of place and they want to cancel everything. The next thing they want to cancel is probably Starbucks. But that'll be the devil. So we're seeing this isolation, disharmony, division. You are a generation and you are in a school that stands to change things and not to leave things the same way. There are missionaries that will come out of here. There's nurses that will come out of here. There are students that will go to other schools and continue in their career. But you have to understand, you are here to make a difference. You're not here to occupy space. You're here to make a difference. If you believe that, give a clap offering unto the Lord.
Something that is so true in today's society and what we have to place our position in is that it's time for us to clap back. We have to clap back to everything that's been telling us that we just can't do it anymore. just like my husband was mentioning, this cancel culture stuff, all of these things letting you know how you're supposed to feel, how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to speak, how you're supposed to walk, how you're supposed to do so many different things according to what society wants to tell you to do. Yet, is that really you? And I'm here to challenge you this morning. We have to know who we are first in Christ to then be able to walk out of these four walls and say, wait, it's time for me to clap back. You see, we come from a big city. Does anybody else here come from a big city? Mishawaka is not a big city. So if your city is as big as Mishawaka, it's just not that big. We come from Chicago. And in Chicago, you know, we clap back all the time. You're going to get a response right away. So let me give you an example of a clapback, all right? So it says here, I have it here. If someone says, hey, this is funny. I laugh at myself. You know, they just finished having a breakup. They have an ex-boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend. They're like, man, she's so ugly. Her mouth stink. Man, I can't believe I was with her. You know what my clapback is? You still dated her. Like, you done saw that before it began, and you still stood with her. Man, he's horrible. He treats me like garbage. But you stood with him while he was treating his mama like that. So That's what happens. That's what you're seeing, right? So you see how that clapback works? Do you see how the clapback works? Life is in the same way. We go through things. We just finished going through a traumatic two-year experience. Everyone's so tired of talking about COVID. Everyone's tired about talking about all these things. Yet, we went through trauma for 2 years. The entire world went through a traumatic experience, and we're supposed to stand here today and say, life goes on. No, baby, let me put a pause on that. I need to clap back to that trauma and say, wait a minute, you can't define me anymore. You can't tell me who I am in Christ anymore just because you were uncomfortable with the rules and regulations, just because you were uncomfortable with all the things that were going around you, and now you're telling me what I have to do? You know, my husband was talking about isolation, disharmony, and division. Isolation, the state of being in a place or situation that is separate from others, right? I'm sorry, I don't know about you. I'm a mother of five. I have felt isolation in the last 2 years. There's this harmony. Harmony is an agreement or an accord, right? It's the harmony. My husband and I, he's a musician, I'm a singer. So we understand the nuances of harmonies and doing all these different things. The moment someone's off key, everyone in the room is going to notice it, right? This harmony is recognizing when something is just not clicking. And division, the action, separating something into parts, or the process of being separated. The last 2 years, traumatic experiences, and I can say traumatic. Someone may say, man, Cynthia, you're taking it really serious. Well, baby, it is serious. We couldn't see family. We couldn't, even all those that were probably in campus couldn't be too close together. It was very difficult to try to understand how to move on in life without making sense of each other. We need each other. Life brings us so many moments that can be traumatic, but we have to clap back. We have to clap back. It says here in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. You may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a royal chosen priesthood. You are not a mistake. You didn't come here by mistake. You weren't born by mistake. Even if you were an accident to your mom and an oops moment to your dad, you still were not a mistake. My life went through trauma. I was sexually abused as a child. I was in poverty as a child. I didn't have things that normally people have nowadays. I was bullied as a child. And I'm not here to give you a sad story. I'm here to tell you how I clap back. I forgave those that did harm to me as I grew up. I was the first to finish college as I got older in my entire family. I was the first to buy a house in my whole family. You see, my clap back might have taken time, but I took the responsibility to do this. Not today, not because of yesterday. Y'all get me? You understand me? The last 2 years were traumatic. It's important to recognize that. Because if you think that you're gonna move on from what happened yesterday or in your yesterday years, and if you're trying to move on without just putting everything under the rug, you're not gonna get nowhere. Sooner or later, it's gonna be a reminder. Sooner or later, it's gonna be you're gonna have a moment where you're gonna try to get close to somebody, but you're gonna be nervous, anxious, scared to get close to that somebody because of what's happened in previous trauma. Because of my trauma as a child, when I first met my husband, there was difficulties that I had with him because I didn't understand it. But I clapped back. And I went to the verse like what I just told you in 1 Peter. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession. You may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I am chosen. You are chosen. Man, look at the person next to you and say, I'm chosen. I don't know about you, but I'm chosen. Y'all laughing at each other, you're like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's chosen. I'm not sure. You just proclaimed with a strong utterance that you've been chosen. There is power in your tongue. There is power when you speak out life. There is power when you talk and proclaim who you are in Christ. You're having a hard time at school. You're having a hard time with your family. Wait. I'm going to clap back at you, Satan, because I've been chosen. I've been chosen. I have to work through it. Yeah, when you clap back, you got to work through it. You weren't created to be lazy. I'm not going to look at nobody. Well, the good thing is I don't know nobody, so I don't know who's lazy, who's not. You see, but you weren't created to be lazy. You were created to work, to move, to push, to fight, to get to the other side. If you're lazy, it's because you're choosing to be lazy. I'm sure the administration here is like saying, yes. Preach it, Cynthia, preach it. But you see, we have to clap back and shake ourselves back on track. Say with me, clap back to shake myself back on track. It is so important. My clap back took time. But baby, I can clap back now. I have the strength to clap back now. I have the authority of God in me to clap back now. Because as the traumatic experiences happened, I felt weak. I didn't know any better. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have the language for it. But now I have language. Now I have strength. Now I have power. Now I have that because I understand it. The word of God says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Why am I telling you this? Knowledge is not just on the academics of life. It's not just recognizing what 2 + 2 is. It's understanding that if I went through something before, I understand it enough to say, God, I need your help for today. I need your understanding for the now. Am I speaking to somebody in the room? You know, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you've gone through. I don't know what you're pushing in life about. I don't know why you're even here. I know you're getting an education, but I don't know your majors. But there will be moments in your life that I pray to God Almighty that the words that are coming out through my mouth will remind your spirit in the hardest of moments to say, I need to clap back. I need to clap back and get myself back together.
One of the things that we've been able to see is that every day has constantly been an adjustment in different areas. And if we ever think that it's going to be easy moving forward, it doesn't get easy. When we start figuring out certain areas, all of a sudden something else stops making sense. Everyone here is seeking an education to go further in their life. They will have moments where you will hit walls, but just because you hit a wall, it doesn't mean you gotta give up. It means that you can rise up and make a decision. I'm going to learn from this, and I'm going to continue moving forward. For a lot of us, maybe there's been a lot of words that have been spoken over us, trying to let us know, well, you'll never be able to do this. I want you to know that you can do this. I want you to be encouraged knowing that God didn't place you here just so that you can just go through life and just try to make it. I believe that everyone in this room, you have the capacity to make it and to do greater things. So if we could have everyone just rise to your feet in this moment. Because in the times that we're living in, maybe you have someone to talk to. Maybe you don't have someone to talk to. Maybe it's been very difficult. You know, I know the school has different people that you can speak to, a roommate, an RA, RD, wellness center, and all these other different areas. But sometimes the only one that you can truly talk to is God. And maybe the only one that may understand you will be God. So if we could just all bow our heads and close our eyes in this place, and my wife and I, we want to pray over your life. Father God, we just ask you right now, Lord, that you continue to help every student, all faculty, and those that are in this place. I pray that you continue to work in their lives and that you lift them up so that they may be able to encounter you in a greater way. Father God, I ask you right now, Lord, that everyone in this place may be able to clap back at what the enemy has tried to do in their life. Father God, in this time that there has been a time of loss, a time of confusion, a time of isolation, Father God, we pray that you fill every area and you lift them up. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the counselor. There is no other counselor in the world that is greater than what God the Father can do in us. I pray that you continue to use us to change the world, that you continue to use Bethel to be a blessing and to continue shifting areas so that they can continue moving forward. I pray, Father, that you, O Lord, will continue to use this school to be a blessing.
And I pray, Heavenly God, that upon every mind, upon every heart, upon every body, that your Spirit come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that our minds be surrounded by your love, that our thoughts may be surrounded by who you know and have created us to be. Father, I pray over every heart. Surround them, Lord. Surround them in their youth. Surround them as they get older. Surround them with their classes. In the name of Jesus, God, that they may encounter you in special and miraculous ways. I declare upon every person in this room and every person that's hearing, God, that they will have an encounter with you like never before, but that your Spirit speak into them in moments that they need it the most, that they may recognize when your voice is speaking and they may recognize when they are being in obedience to you. May your peace that surpasses all understanding be upon them, Lord God, and that they may recognize more and more that their firm foundation is in you. Not so much in who they think they are or who they think they want to be, but in who you have created them to be. For you have given them your identity. And I thank you, God, because from this point forward, Father God, I'm declaring a supernatural grace and favor over every person in the name of Jesus.
And Father, we pray that you continue to lead them and direct them in every decision that they're making, and that you, O Lord, will give them the strength that is needed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. It's been a joy. It's been a joy to be with you all, and we appreciate this time that we were able to share with you, and we encourage you, if you're ever in the city of Chicago, Maranatha Church is open for you all, and we'll have a great time.
Have a great day!
Thanks for listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast and get more information at chapel.betheluniversity.edu, or check us out on the iTunes Store by searching for Bethel University Chapel.